changing tack now, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is under some pressure both at home and abroad over the war in Gaza. Family members of the six hostages whose bodies were recovered over the weekend have blamed the ongoing military offensive for their deaths. Meanwhile, the UK has defended its partial arms export ban to Israel, something Mr. Netanyahu has branded as shameful. We're joined now by BBC State Department correspondent Tom Bateman. Good afternoon, Tom.
Afternoon.
Can you tell me what the UK is not exporting to Israel any longer and the stated reason for that decision?
Well, this decision was announced by the UK Foreign Office on Monday, and it covers 30 of around 350 arms export licences. So this is the mechanism that London has to approve UK-based arms sales to Israel and weapons exports. The new Labour government had carried out a review of the policy involving legal advice and other policy advice, and this announcement was made yesterday that 30 out of those 350 arms export licences would be suspended. The UK government said, and I quote, because there is a clear risk the equipment could be used to commit serious violations of international law. So that was the policy and legal basis for this. It's mostly parts used in aircraft, so fighter jets and helicopters and drones. The UK government was at pains to point out, it said that this basically wouldn't affect Israel's ability to defend itself, because in particular because the UK is a pretty marginal supplier to Israel. The latest figures for around 2 years ago were around £40 million worth of arms. Now, when you compare that to the US, which supplies Israel with more than $3.8 billion worth of weapons every year, it's a kind of drop in the ocean. So, but it still has clear symbolic value, because what the UK is saying here is that these weapons in Gaza could be used to break international law, and that's why they're suspending the licences.
Has this been coming for a while, or is this a decision from the top? Keir Starmer taking a different approach as PM?
Well, there's absolutely no doubt that this would have been signed off by Prime Minister Keir Starmer because of the political implications of such a decision. We know this morning the Israelis have reacted angrily against this decision in terms of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is a change in policy, because the Conservatives had also carried out legal reviews of the export licences, but made the decision to keep them all going to the Israelis. So this is Keir Starmer as a new Prime Minister coming in, carrying out the review again, and David Lammy as his Foreign Secretary, who have taken a different approach. And I think that is in part because of their clear concern about the legal implications of continuing to supply weapons that are being used in Gaza, given, you know, the huge numbers of civilian deaths. And certainly that's one of the factors that's been quoted by the UK government in terms of suspending these licences.
In your sense, do you believe this could signal a wider change of approach when it comes to countries traditionally supportive of Israel and now this issue of the ongoing war in Gaza?
Well, in terms of the major other arms suppliers to Israel, they are the US and Germany, but the US, you know, way out ahead in terms of its weapon supply. What has been happening here in Washington over many, many months has been a lot of pressure, particularly from core parts of his Democratic base, on President Joe Biden to suspend some weapons to Israel, both because of the concerns about international law, but also as a sort of form of leverage, because they have failed really to get Benjamin Netanyahu a lot of the time to do what the Americans want. And a lot of Democrats have said, well, you know, you need to make it clear that the weapon supply doesn't come unless there is some kind of adherence to what the American policy position is. We had earlier this year a small number of so-called 2,000-pound bombs. These are the heaviest, most destructive weapons that are fired from aircraft by the Israelis that have been used heavily in Gaza in the first months of the war. Now, Joe Biden earlier this year suspended one batch, one consignment of those bombs and a few other munitions as well, because he said of concerns about the deaths of civilians in Gaza and the way they were being used. Some of that consignment has since been re-established. And certainly, you know, at no point has the situation gone beyond that. I mean, Mr. Biden is extremely cautious about what, in effect, sort of signaling that he doesn't have so what the Americans call this ironclad support for Israel. So I think there's, you know, under his presidency, I don't think we're going to see any more weapons shipments suspended. The big question, of course, is if there is a change of administration, if Donald Trump wins the election. We don't know what he will do, but obviously he has described himself as the most pro-Israel president in US history. If Kamala Harris wins the election, there is some sense you may take a tougher stance with the Israelis. But I think, you know, we don't fully know her position on this yet.
BBC State Department correspondent Tom Bateman, thank you very much for joining us.